Welcome. You're listening to WRARLP 97.3 FM Richmond. We are Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us. And I'm your host, Tall Feathers. The show is intertribal, and it comes to you every Saturday from 6 to 9 a.m. Today is a special day. A month ago, when the longest walkers came through, they were talking about the reversing of diabetes and how you don't have to be medical dependent. You can reverse it. And I believe it was Evans Craig who said that the number one thing a person can do when they've been diagnosed with diabetes is to go do 30 days completely raw. And instantly I thought of Rob. And instantly I'm going, but what does that mean? So I contacted Richmond shaman, Rob Murphy, and I had asked him to be on the show. And, of course, you were traveling and out of town. So I want to thank you for coming in and spending these 3 hours with us here. We're going to go to music right now, and I'm going to try and get more stuff posted, but we'll be back with what raw is and how to take it from the beginning stages, which you just shared. Maybe right. You really quickly can go over that
right.
And then move on to how one can really incorporate it into their life and what kinds of foods, you know, a little bit more
right.
Spread out as far as, because I know to get the proper nutrition, you're going to have to vary from different sources of foods and stuff like that. So let's go ahead and launch the CD. I'll play a couple of tunes, and then we'll get back to that. Again, the number is 804-649-9737. If you have questions, you definitely are invited to call in. I know many times the phone goes silent when I have a guest because you want to hear what's being said. Well, if you're got questions going on, feel free to call in, and we'll put you on the air with us, and you can ask your questions, and we'll get that information out there. So, again, 804-649-9737. Enjoy.
Oh,
All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to, or shall I say, welcome back. Welcome back, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining. That last piece you just heard was... What was that? Oh, which one did I just play? Gosh. Track 10. Ah, Beautiful Bird. That was Randall Peskeman with Beautiful Bird. This CD is geared towards children. It says, Good Night, Sweet Dreams, I Love You. It is Native American Lullabies and Songs for Children. And that, again, was Randall Peskeman. And did I play anything before that? Uh-oh. I don't remember. Oh, yes, I did. I put her away. Where did I put her? No, she's buried under my paper. The one that I played just before that was Leanne Brady. And that was the track number one, which is a set of four Native American church songs. To me, that went by so fast, even though it was a six-minute song, that that CD is entitled Songs of the Native American Church and In Jesus' Name. So that was Leanne Brady. She's a recent addition to my... to my collection. And I, as I was off mic, I was sharing with Rob, it was so refreshing to receive a CD with a female's voice singing Native American church. I took to it really quickly. Mm-hmm. It was very warm and light, and her tone is just very beautiful. So it was very, very interesting, and a change of pace, because I'm so used to hearing all Native American church songs that I've heard and been exposed right. to being sung by men. So knowing nothing about the Native American church culture, I don't know if a female singer is unusual, or is it an exception, or is it typical? Right. So... All right. Again, it's 15 minutes after 7. I have a feeling this hour is going to fly by, too. I want to touch back on Raw. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about going Raw 30 days how it affects someone who's been diagnosed with diabetes. Now, is that something... You said something interesting last hour. You mentioned... If you were type 2 diabetes, where right. that would be what, insulin dependent at that point, or is that a pill that they're taking that?
It could be a number of ways. I mean, it's to control. I mean, if they were having, you know, insulin problems, mm-hmm. you know, issues, then, you know, they would have to handle it with, you know, either shots or, you know, pills,
okay.
however they do it.
Okay.
But, you know, that's the one that's usually considered like adult diabetes. And so it's much easier to control that through diet.
Mm-hmm.
But it requires a commitment to that sort of lifestyle and becoming aware of, you know, your body and your body's needs. You know, and by controlling your diet, then, you know, your system is going to create a stasis there that, you know, you're not going to get into dangerous areas. You know?
Right.
And as I was saying, there's a documentary that was put out called Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. And this features an experiment with Dr. Gabriel Cousins out in Arizona
mm-hmm.
at his Tree of Life Institute out there, in which he invited a number of diabetics to come for a 30-day, you know, free lifestyle change to help them to reverse diabetes. And they were mostly type 2, but there were a couple of type 1s as well,
mm-hmm.
juvenile diabetics, which is the harder one. All of them actually, through that process, were aided tremendously by that change. But it's a difficult change for
yes.
a lot of people, because culturally, family, mm-hmm. you know, for people to change overnight, you know, they really need that motivation. And that's what that whole 30-day process allows, is to start changing those habits. And he showed that by even week 2, like after 10 days, the dependency on insulin or pills or any other type of intervention reduced dramatically, and many of them didn't even need it from then on until the end of it, you know.
Wow.
And one of the beautiful things about it is he wasn't necessarily hoping to, you know, cure type 1 either, but one of the young men that was in there, as it turned out, you know, he was sort of like off of that, but he found out once he got back home, they had actually misdiagnosed him. He actually had juvenile diabetes. And so he was pretty much controlling it through diet.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a very exciting process to realize that, you know, this is something that you do have a choice in being able to handle it, you know. Some people just find it so hard to give up culturally where they're coming from, and so it's just easier for them to prick themselves and mm-hmm. do, you know, or take the medications and that. And that's one way of handling it, you know. Mm-hmm. But for health-wise and to be able to grow and become more robust and in tune with your body. I mean, this is what we teach in shamanism, is that all of this disease is, you know, a manifestation, in a sense, of a spiritual process, a dis-ease in our spirit.
Yes. I mean, I like the way you pronounce that word. You know, most people just don't even realize what dis-ease or disease
right.
breaks up into. And it does come from dis-ease. You don't feel at ease with yourself. So thank you for emphasizing that. The question that I keep getting hit with is this something that is only available to people who have just been diagnosed, or is this, if I've been, let's say, a diabetic for the last 4 years?
There's no time limit on that.
There is no time limit.
I mean, becoming healthy is becoming healthy. And like, you know, by doing this process, like if someone is in a really life-threatening situation, either with cancer or heart disease or diabetes or that, then, you know, most of the experts in the raw food community mm-hmm. say they really need to become 100% raw for 2 years. You know, and once you do that, then you really started that reversal process. Mm-hmm. Because, and then if you can maintain that for 7 years, pretty much, because all the cells in the human body are replaced every 7 years.
Right.
You know, so by doing that, and that doesn't mean 7 years out or even 2 years out, you can start doing, because, you know, it comes back very rapidly.
Yes.
You know, like with people with cancer, if you, what we call alkalize your bloodstream, get it from being in that acidic state, which is part of the standard American diet, it's been proven, you know, there was a Nobel Prize given to the scientists who proved that cancer cannot grow in an alkaline environment.
Gotcha.
And the more alkaline and the you know, that we keep our system, then the normal diseases, the colds, the flus, you know, and, you know, the cancers and all that kind of stuff, they can't take root in our body.
Okay.
You know? But it really takes becoming conscious of the food you eat, the choices you make, mm-hmm. and, you know, really realizing that food is our fuel. And,
yes.
and it was Hippocrates that said, you know, the father of modern medicine, said, let your food be your medicine. You know, so it really is, you know, and we do have a choice there. And sometimes getting out of our comfort zone is the hardest part of that, you know, and believing it. You know, I know I had a lot of resistance from my family when I went 100% raw.
I can imagine. I think that probably would have a lot to do with ignorance on their part, the not knowing,
yeah,
you know.
And fear.
And fear, yeah.
For your health. What are you doing? That sounds way out there, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, when you think about it, I mean, if we were to get centered with ourselves and really feel the vibration of the concept, when you think back of our ancestors, what did they eat?
Exactly.
They, you know, they ate raw.
Exactly.
Literally. I mean, they ate right what they picked right away, or maybe they dried it out. I mean, I have no idea of what they did, but raw was the mainstay. Is the root of who we are.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who it was. One of the walkers had said that, according to his wife, there's nothing else to drink but water, you know, because anything else is not what you should be drinking. So we're made of water. We should be drinking and plenishing and cleansing that way. But it just, so it's almost like going back to where we started to a certain level. It's not really as far into us as we might think if we put it in that perspective.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is you say going back, people think they're giving up so much. But if you think about, like, the cooked food most people eat, mm-hmm. if you were to boil up or fry up a bunch of veggies and start to eat that, it would taste so bland, so
right.
flavorless.
Yes.
But if you take, you know, that same foods and you were to eat them raw, your taste buds light up,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're flavorful. You know, like if you boil apples, I mean, apples are so fresh, crisp. I mean, the sugars and everything when it's raw. But once you sort of cook it down, then it breaks things down and it becomes a little bit sour, a little bit flat, mm-hmm. you know, unless you add some cinnamon or
some sugar.
Exactly.
That's brown sugar.
And that's what kills me about it is, you know, you don't really need to do that process.
Right.
You know, you're adding something there. And that's become, in a sense, a cultural thing. And you know, in our society, you know, with the mega agribusinesses and you know, of getting, you know, a consumer product out there, it's like, you know, get this, eat this, you'll be happier and mm-hmm. happier. And, you know, nothing that makes me happier than to eat a vine-ripened tomato or to, yeah, I mean, I go in ecstasy over the thought of a warm, fresh, vine-ripened tomato or a watermelon
yes.
or a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that really makes my mouth water. And the thing is there are certain things that people really like about, you know, the processed things, but we have some of the same things over there, you know, like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dark, rich chocolate, you know. And you can make that raw. You can have that raw. And
awesome.
I'm
going raw.
it takes
chocolate?
Every bit is good. Actually, it tastes better, you know, because it doesn't have all the extras
right.
in there, you know.
Well, you got me convinced. Anything that's got dark chocolate can't be all bad. Oh, but yeah, I've not been able to eat milk chocolate in a long time. It just
And there's so much goodness in, you know, the chocolate in that, you know. Aside from, part of it is the little bit of caffeine that's
sure.
in there. That's gonna go, but there's magnesium and just a ton of minerals and everything in there that's so important, you know, antioxidants. You know, it's good for the heart. They've shown, you know, raw chocolate is good for the heart.
See, I was just getting ready to say, we're definitely not talking about what you're going to go out and buy at the, you know, as you're leaving your favorite grocery store, you know, wrapped up in whoever brand name is marked on it.
Yeah.
So you're talking more, you mentioned a raw chocolate.
Yes. And I mean, there's actually, you know, a number of the sort of more, you know, whole or natural groceries here in mm-hmm. Richmond have plenty of those type of chocolates, or what they call, what's the term? You know, the chocolate designers that,
okay.
you know, that are local, like over in Charlottesville, around Richmond, who create their own line of chocolates.
Cool.
And those chocolates are, you know, they really watch the ingredients that
mm-hmm.
they put in there. So you're not getting all these extra fillers or, you know, white sugars or, you know, these type of things that into the chocolate. So you're
gotcha.
Getting a much purer product, you know.
Gotcha. Well, that definitely is I'm going to have to go investigate that one. Okay, I can have my chocolate and be healthy too. Cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. That works. But of course, everything in moderation.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What is, before we go back to some music, again, I want to let everybody know you're listening to Inner Tribal. Yes, this is Inner Tribal. This is 97.3 LPFM, and I'm Taw Feathers, joined in studio with Rob Murphy, who is a local shaman who is now finding his path going worldwide from the sounds of it, because you're going to be heading this fall to Ireland.
Yes.
I know you've been up and down the eastern seaboard for quite a while, and your journey pretty much kicked off in South America, I would say.
Yeah.
And you're sharing with us the benefits of raw, and how can someone, you discussed, you know, a main piece of equipment someone would need to get would be a blender if they don't already have one.
That's a major piece of equipment.
Okay. What are some other things that they could change without a lot of drastic changes in their life that would help them get to that journey? I mean, some people are okay, they need to make that commitment and do it right now, and some people need that gradual migration over, or at least to help benefit just a little bit.
Well, one of the things I talked about earlier was the green smoothie. Mm-hmm. And by using the green smoothie, working that, you know, in the morning, you're in a hurry, mm-hmm. you know. And so instead of grabbing a bowl of cereal and milk or frying up some eggs or that, you know, create your design. And on the web, you know, they can Google green smoothie recipes, and mm-hmm. there's a ton of them there. And just, you know, have it like a big, 16-ounce glass or a liter if they really want to, you know. And it's actually not that many calories, but it's going to give them so much nutrition mm-hmm. and carry them so far into the morning that, you know, they're not going to desire, you know, the other stuff, which is not going to help them health-wise. And then, you know, watch what they're eating. And then if they want to, you know, for their dinner, you know, eat more normal, you know, take it step by step and just start integrating, you know, as much of green smoothies as you can during your day. And it's going to crowd out some of those other things that you might have, you know, put into your diet.
Because you're in a quick mode and you just want to grab something because you're hungry.
Exactly. Yeah. And then just be more conscious instead of, you know, reaching for chips or, you know, things of that sort. You know, just, I mean, one of the things I make for in my dehydrator is I make kale chips.
And really?
And you just take kale, and I make it like a dressing, you know, and I don't like a lot of fat on mine, mm-hmm. so I make like a tomato and other spices, and I massage that into my kale, and then I cut it in, you know, slices, and I put it in my dehydrator, and, you know, a few hours later, I have these nice crispy chips.
Cool.
You know, and if you go like into the stores and you buy prepared, I mean, you can buy little containers mm-hmm. of them, but the cost, you know, $7 to $10 for that container.
Right.
Well, I can buy a lot of bunches of kale, take them home and dehydrate 9 trays, and I've got like 2 gallon baggies of,
oh, wow.
of kale chips, and they have very few calories in them in comparison to the other, you know.
Correct.
So there's a lot of little, you know, tricks that you can find that. And, you know, just to give that part of it a plug, you know, in Richmond, you know, we have a raw food meetup group. You know, if you go to meetup.com, Richmond area, and do raw food, it's the only one there, you know. And, you know, once a month we have like a potluck. People can come and try it out. And people say, well, if I'm new to it, what do I bring?
Right.
You know? And I said, well, bring some, you know, like organic fruits, berries, nuts, whatever, bring those to it, and that's fine. That's right. All you need to bring to the potluck, because that adds to, the more gourmet type things that, myself or other members who are regulars bring. And then they get to really try some of the awesome recipes, like the desserts, that are like our cheesecakes, which are no cheese in it. It's made from nut milks and things of that sort, which just blows people's mind away, because they say this is a lot better than regular cheesecake.
I would have to go taste and try that one, definitely. All right, there's a way for people to contact you.
Yes.
Besides calling here during the show, which everybody has been, this phone has been silent. I always question, if they really, I would figure someone would have a question somewhere. But your email address is rob.d.murphy@gmail.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And folks, you can go to www.rar.org to view the playlist as well as the information. You brought a website for me to post. Well, I wanted to post. And this is where they can view the Simply Raw Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days documentary.
Right.
Which you just spoke about.
Well, they can see a promo there, and they can also buy it. And there may be some sites that allow them to stream it, but, it's a place where they can learn the story of what they'll be seeing. I know there's at least a video promo of the story. And if they're interested, then I highly recommend supporting the effort,
Absolutely. Okay. And so the website is www.raw4r30days, and the 30 is numeric.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And again, you can go to the website, here to the blog, and because I have that website posted also. And I will add more information as we continue. Is there anything else you want to share briefly, or we can just go to music, or
For that website, right, the name of the movie once again is Simply Raw: Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days, and it's an incredible journey. It's with Dr. Gabriel Cousins at his Tree of Life Center in Arizona, and it's this journey of both juvenile diabetics and type 2 diabetics, and they're becoming less and less insulin and dependent. Awesome. They become independent of that whole process.
Right.
So
basically, if I was to put it this way, it is our diet that got us to where we were or where we are, and we need to change.
Well said.
This going raw isn't just, it's literally a commitment. I mean, if you're committed to eating fast food all the time, or processed foods, as in TV dinners, that you have to expect certain repercussions from that.
Right. It's rare, the few in between, that can eat anything and live to be 100 plus.
Right.
The majority, a vast majority, 9 out of 10 of us, if we don't watch what we eat, then we're going to pay the price. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, our diet got us into this, our diet can get us out of it.
Yeah. Okay. And diet is what you eat, not just what you do.
Exactly.
A diet is everything.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. Exactly. All right. Let's go ahead and launch the next CD right here. And if you want to give us a call, it's 804-649-9737. And you can call in. We'll put you on air if you choose to. You don't have to. You can definitely ask the question, and then Rob can give, we can read the question over the air, and then Rob can answer it on air as well. All right, let's enjoy some music, and we will return with more information after this. Enjoy. Thank you. I was so enjoying that, weren't you? All right, the one that just died, that was Ancient Cities. I'm going to have to mark that one on my CD and make sure I don't play that one again, or at least not that track, or check to see if maybe there's a bit of dirt on there. But that was by Alice Gomez. And just before that was, I believe I have Shelley Morningsong, I Walk in Two Worlds. Preceding that one was Great Mystery with Harmony Trail, On Our Journey by Mary Youngblood, Beautiful Bird by Randall Peskiman, and I already announced that. So we actually had a caller. Yay.
Yay.
Flora called in, and her question was, she's been experiencing the last couple of nights acid at night, and is there something she can eat to stop that? And of course, I jokingly told her, stop eating whatever it is that's causing the acid. I do have one thing I do have to do this hour before, because we're real close to the 8 a.m. hour. RVA will, so think on that answer.
Okay.
And then while I say this, RVA Hoop House has teamed up with the City of Richmond to bring hoop dance to Richmond's local parks with the aim to spread the awareness of hoop dance to as many families in the Richmond area as possible while supporting the beautiful city parks. RVA Hoop House will provide community hoops, music, and oodles of positive energy. Park jams are every Saturday. It's free to join in, and all ages are welcome. For more information and complete schedule, you can visit rvahoophouse.org. Now, it's 7:53. So you got 8 minutes. What can she do?
Well, one of the first things there is what we had mentioned earlier in the show is the problem with people with, you know, what they call like too much acid indigestion, mm-hmm. you know, and gas, is the fact that they really don't have enough acid in their stomach. Yeah. It's crucial for us to have an abundance of hydrochloric acid in our stomach to properly break down food so it can be easily eliminated either through, you know, your intestines or through the liver or through the kidneys. You know, otherwise, if we don't have enough acid in the stomach, food goes in there and it just sits.
Right.
And it stews and it starts to putrefy. And it doesn't really break down very fast. So by eating a diet that has living enzymes, you know, such as living food, it's much easier for the body to break that down. We have natural enzymes in our system, mm-hmm. in our saliva, that helps to break down the food. So by properly chewing and that, we're actually putting those enzymes into there. So we're sort of pre-digesting by the time it actually gets into our stomach. And then acids would further break that down. So by, as I said before, doing the green smoothies, and there's actually an excellent book I would like to recommend to
Definitely.
People called Green for Life. And that's by Victoria Butenko. And that's Boutenko. And she documents her journey in getting more greens into her life, you know, because of that acid problem. I know myself, before I became raw, I had, you know, pretty much every day of my life, every night, you know, I'd have to take something because when I'd go to bed, I'd have acid, you know, so-called acid. So, but there's a lot of side effects to, you know, those masking agents. It doesn't solve the problem, and it can actually exacerbate the problem. So for this caller, if it's a sometime thing, still I would suggest the green smoothies because it will help to properly acidify the stomach. Some other things is maybe not to eat so late into the evening to allow the body to take it from that upper digestive tract into the intestines, so they're not going to have that problem. You know, if, you know, one of the things that, you know, the old sort of style remedy was to take a little bit of bicarbonate of soda and water, not with all the other additives like Alka-Seltzer with aspirin and those type of things,
right.
But just good old plain bicarbonate of soda. Take a little bit of that, and that helps to alkalize, you know, the bloodstream and everything that's mm-hmm. going there, and it's going to relieve that problem for that immediate one, you know. But for the long term, it's by adding things, as I said, like the green smoothie, you know, a little more into their diet, and maybe instead of like have your dinner and you want to do your smoothies in the evening, let that be your final meal of the
gotcha.
Day.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because often we, you know, we really get ourselves into the old traditional thing of, you know, very light, you know, or somewhat light breakfast, you know, a light lunch, and then a heavy dinner.
Right.
And it should actually be reversed. You know, if we want to, the old saying is, eat like a king at breakfast, eat like a queen at lunch, and eat like a pauper at dinner. You know, if we do that, then, you know, we're going to burn up those calories that we're taking mm-hmm. in our body. If we put a load of calories at the end of the day, it's just, and we become sedentary in the
yes.
evening, it's just going to make that problem much worse. And then, you know, when you go to bed and you feel that, oh, yeah, you're going to have problems, you know, in your sleep. It's going to affect your sleep, so you're not going to rest as much. So just by taking a little more conscious effort in how we set up our food intake during the day is going to make a big difference of how we're going to sleep at night. You know, so that would be my suggestion. You know, really start looking at it more of a long term. Yeah, mm-hmm. you can deal with the short term by using a few simple solutions. But in order to make it a long term, like I never get indigestion now.
Right.
You know, that's a total thing of the past. I'm so glad of, you know. So, you know, not have to deal with that issue. But, you know, even if, you know, I'm not trying to get people to go 100% raw overnight. You know, I'm realistic enough that, you know, I know people aren't going to do that. But if they can start taking incremental steps,
mm-hmm.
you know, such as the green smoothies, which is a nice, easy way. I mean, it sounds weird, a green drink, but it's actually quite satisfying. Yeah. It's very tasty. Children actually love it.
Awesome. Yeah.
So it's a thing that you can, you know, mothers can give those to their children in the morning. And if the green doesn't turn them on, then put something, a red fruit in there that's going to make it red or
right.
some other color, you know, or purple, you know, by putting berries or, you know, like blackberries or blueberries in there.
Right.
It's going to totally, you know, it's not going to look like a green drink, but it is going to be a drink.
Okay.
Green drink.
And again, they can just kind of go on the internet and Google green smoothie and they'll get recipe ideas. And
they'll get inundated with ideas. Yeah. There's blogs on it. There's a mom that, you know, does a raw smoothie blog, you know, and she's continually trying to, you know, deal with her children and mm-hmm. that, you know, so, you know, the whole family can get into it, you know. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing.
It can be incremental or it can just yeah. be an addition to as you're removing the stuff you don't want in your diet.
Exactly.
Awesome.